Okay. Today is Daf Lamed Hey of Masechet Erevin, or Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, where by Amar Rav Zeira. So we had a question. The question was, the whole daf is going to deal with this question. You have a Erev in the box, right? And you don't have the key. Says Tanakama, it's a good Erev. Rabbi Eliezer said, no, you have to at least know where the key is. If you don't know where the key is, it's not a good Erev, right? Okay, so we asked the question, why is it a good Erev, according to Tanakama? Why is it a good Erev? You're not near the key. You can't get the food. You can't access it. Why is it a good Erev? So the Gemara, the first answer, Rav and Shmuel gave an answer. It's a complicated answer about it's filled up with, we're talking about a somehow you can take the stones away of the box, undo the box. It's not a problem of Binyan Stira, right? Remember that yesterday? Remember that? You can take apart the box, and it's not going to... Is that what he said? Yeah.
Yeah, take
apart. Right. Fine. Right. I have Amr Abzera, B'yantif Amru al-Shalom avalo b'Shabbos. That kula was only said on Yontif, not on Shabbos. Hanami b'yantif. You're right. We're talking about yantif also. This is yantif. This is something yantif. Ihachi. Wait a minute. Hainu d'tani Allah. But we said about this mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Im bi'ir. If you're in the city avad and you lost the key, eruvo eruv. Why? Because in the city, you'll see you can carry in the city. Because we're going to see the whole city is not a rishus harabim. It's only. Carmelis or Xeris or Kafifos, whatever it is, and Reb Shimon holds that's all good. It's all the same. You can carry anywhere in there. V'im besada avad any ruv eruv. But if you lost the key out in the boondocks, you can't get to it on Shabbos. It's not a good eruv. Now v'i b'yantiv. But if we're talking about yantiv, mali ir mali sada. What's it's all good? Carrying's all good. What are you talking about? So Gemara says you're right. Chasuri mechzura. This issue is missing in the Mishnah here, right? V'hachi katani. Here's what the Mishnah really meant to say. Nas naba migdal. If you put the Erev in a box, v'na al b'fonav, and you locked it, v'avad hamafteach, and you lost the key, harei ze Erev. That's good. When's that? B'mediv avamur, when is that good? B'yantif. Why? Because on yantif, you have this heter of taking apart the box. Right? Avalo b'Shabbos. Avalo b'Shabbos. Ain't eruv eruv. But on Shabbos, not a good eruv. Why? Somehow you were taking apart the stones. We're going to talk about breaking the box. That's a different answer.
Right. But breaking the box should be good.
It wasn't breaking the box. What he said was, Hacha b'migdal shel levonim askinan.
He had a specific case.
Piches l'chadchila b'notel. Some complicated thing.
Something specific.
Right, so that you can only do on Yontif. Keep that on Shabbos.
What's the difference? What you talk about? You talk about taking apart.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the dispensation for Yontif?
What?
Why is the dispensation for
because,
Yontif?
Because it's some. I'm not sure what it is.
The container is the problem.
No, the
container is the problem.
Right.
Here, it's not the case of the potato chips.
Correct. Right.
But the malach of destroying...
It's not the malach of destroying. That's the next case. The next case is going to be get a hammer and crack open the...
There's a particular reason why that particular...
That's going to be the next answer. Get a hammer and crack open the box.
Right.
And get the error. That's going to be the next answer. It's not what we're talking about. It's a unique, specific answer for this type of box.
Right.
And for some reason, only on if it's mutter. So, b'Shabbos ain't eruv eruv. Shabbos not a good eruv. Why? You can't open the box. Nimtza mafteach, if you find the key now, bein bi'ir, bein besada, ain eruv o eruv. No matter where you find it, it's not an eruv. Why? Why? Because you can't get the key to the box. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, bi'ir eruv o eruv. In the city, it is a good eruv. Why? Because it really has a whole talk of Shimon. That all areas inside the city are carryable. Besada ein eruv eruv, be'er eruv eruv, kerb shimon. The reason why in the city it's good because he holds like a shimon. The amar echad gagos ve'echad karfik chateros ve'echad karfifos u'shatachatein l'kelim sheshavzu bitochan. I can get the key from anywhere in the city to my box. Besade, out in who knows where, any ruve eruv, kirabanan, like the rabanan.
On Shabbos, you can do this.
What?
On Shabbos, you can
correct, do. Correct. That's answer number one. Next, Rabba Rav Yosef de Amri Tarvaihu, Hacha b'migdal shel eitz askinan. We're talking about a wooden box. Demar Savar, Tanakama holds klihu. What's a wooden box? The kli. V'ein binyan b'kelim, v'ein stira b'kelim. There's no binyan and stira by kelim. What the parameters of that is a whole discussion in itself. But b'pashtas, there's no binyan and stira by kelim. So get a hammer and take apart the box. Big deal. Umar Savar, Rabbi Eliezer held ohel hu. It's an ohel. Therefore what? And an ohel you can't destroy. So there's no way to get the eruv. That's why he said you can't open it. You can't get the eruv. It's not a good eruv. Okay?
The same thing could be the... That was your shayla.
Really?
Right, Roger.
Safe. Okay. Ubeplug said the hani tanoi. And this is actually a machlokes tanoim. Ditnan. What? I skipped?
No.
No, I said that already. I didn't skip. Ditnan. Ditnan. Now you have such a thing in this week's parasha. We learn about a zav and a zava, right? They have tumah. One of the tumas they have is called tumas heset. Heset means they move something. So hekish agabe seva teva umigdal. Let's say they push. Right? What does it mean hekish? They push.
Struck.
They hit. They hit the box. Tameyan. Whatever's in the box now became tameh. Why? Because they moved the box. There's bread inside. They didn't touch the bread. It doesn't matter. That's what's called tumas hesed. Just by moving the box, you make whatever's inside tameh. It's a unique tumah. It's only for zavs and zavas. Reb Nechemia of Reb Shimon Tarim. Reb Nechemia and Reb Shimon Hell. No. Anything inside is tar. So my la b'hakam iflagi. What are they arguing about? What is this Mishnah arguing about? Tanakam mar savar. Tanakam holds klihu. It's a kli. Therefore, a kli is tumas hesed by a kli. Umar savar and the other two held ohelhu. It's an ohel. Therefore, there's no such thing as tumas hesed by an ohel. You can only have tumas hesed by a kli. Therefore, the fact that you hit it is irrelevant. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything to anything inside. Amar Abaya, Vitispra? Is that right? You think that? Is that right? Vatanya, we have a brisa that says, Ohel venisate tame. If you have an ohel that you move, you made it tame. And kli, the enu nisat, tahar. And sometimes you can have a kli, and even if it's not moved, it's tahar. Says Rashi, nisate, she'ena tekua yafa. It's not really so, firm in the ground. Because shemakish, but when you push it, when you hit it, nisate tame. V'im klihu, but if it's a kli, shemachuba v'takua o kavet harbe, she'ena nisate machamaso tahar. So what do you see from this? What do you see from this brisa? That whether or not you have the ability to move it is irrelevant. For hilchas tuma, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. What? Why can't you move it? Because it's so heavy. Right? So what do you see from here? There's no chilek between a kli and an ohel. No difference. There's no difference. How can you tell me? Oh, that's the whole difference over here. One's a kli, one's an ohel. And I'll tell you the truth. We have the same thing by tuma. Says the Bible, what are you talking about? But tuma's not true at all. But tuma's not true at all. Right? You can't tell me that the whole answer was the machloket between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah is about a kli and an ohel. That's not a distinction. So the Gemara says, Zikatani Seifa, and not only that, it says in the Seifa, Imha Yunisutin Temeyin. If they get moved, they're Tamei. Says Rashi, Zikatani Nami Seifa, Dekamaisa Dehekesh Agabe Seifa. That's the end of the same story about pushing a box. Imha Yunisatin, if they move, Temeyin, Afilu L'Reb Nechemi V'Reb Shimon. Alma, even according to them, who are more so makel. Alma, what do you see? Tamayu lavishum ohelu. Has nothing to do with ohel. Nothing to do with that. And now the Gemara continues. Zaklal. Here's the rule. Nite machmas kocho. If it moves because of your koach, tamei. Then you're tamei. You hit it and it moves because of your koach. Your tamei. Then you make anything inside tamei. Machmas ruada. But if it moves because of a vibration, then tahar. Then everything inside is tahar. So that can't be right. That can't be the machlokas about ohel or kli. Because it's not a distinction. Ohel kli, it makes no difference. All that matters is by tumah doesn't move. And you can call it whatever you want. It is whatever you want it to be. It is whatever it is. Does it move or not? Ela amar Abaya says Abaya. No. The kula yalma. Everyone agrees. Hesed machmas kocho. Tameh. Hesed machmas ra'ada. Tahar. Everybody agrees to the rule. I don't care what you call it, a kli, ohel, it makes no difference. When you hit the box, does it move? If it's direct causation, it's tameh. If it's indirect, it's a vibration, then it's tahar. So then what are they arguing about? There's a machlok between the Tana Kama and Reb Nechemya and Reb Shimon in a Mishnah in, where's that Mishnah? In Zavin. Right? And we try to use that Mishnah to support our case. So now we got sidetracked talking about that case. V'hacha, the case is bira'ada machmas kocha was tekinan. No. The vibration happened because of your koach. In other words, there's an indirect vibration caused by the koach. V'hacha v'hafufiki. That's what they're arguing about. Mar savar havi hesed. Tanakama held. That's considered it got moved by your koach. Therefore, it's tamei. Umar savar and Reb Nechemya and Reb Shimon hold lo havi hesed. It's not hesed at all. And therefore it's tahar. Okay? Now, ubimach nisin, b'mai mukmin in law. And what's the story with our Mishnah? Let's get back to our Mishnah. This is Masechet Erevin after all. Right? So Rashi says, where am I? Rashi says, the Erev, b'mai mukmin in law. So what's the story with our Mishnah? The ha de kulay alma, I gadol ho, ohel hu. If it's a gadol, it's v'amai eruv or eruv. Why is it a good eruv? V'i katan she'eno machzik memsa balach klihu umay time of Rabbi Eliezer. So why does Rabbi Eliezer say it's no good? Right. So again, we didn't answer the question. According to this, it wasn't an answer. We tried to say because you can take a key, you can take a hammer and destroy it. Yeah. Right. That's what we said. And what was the issue? Whether it's a kli or an ohel. We just got through our saying that's not an issue. That's not a distinction. Whether it's a kli or an ohel. It's not a distinction. And in the Mishnah in Zavin, it doesn't support you. As a matter of fact, it supports the idea that it's not a distinction. So then what's the...
The implication is no distinction between ohel and...
And kli. Right. So then why can't you take a hammer and crack open the box and get the food? Either it should be mutter or usser. What's going on? Right? The Rashi said, if it's a build, you're not allowed to destroy a building on Shabbos. That's destroying. A kli you could. So which one is it? It's either one or the other. It can't be both. It can't be machlokas about that. So, Abaye Rav Amar Tarbayu, a whole new answer. B'minol, b'minoel, v'kator, b'masa, askinon. The box is tied up with a rope. How are you untying the rope? You can't untie it with your hands. Uboi sakina lemifsike. You need a knife. Now, are you allowed to pick up a knife to cut open a rope? So we really learned that's a machloka. Why? The Tanakama suffer la kribyosi. Tanakama holds a kribyosi. That keli, it's a muksa question now. A keli that is used for mutter items. For example, let's say I want to cut challah. Am I allowed to use a knife to cut the challah? Of course. What about using a knife to cut rope? That's also mutter. Anything that a knife is a kli. The fact you're going to use it for a funny purpose, that's all right. Rabbi Yossi held. Kol ha-keli tol b'Shabbos. Every keli can be moved on Shabbos. Chutz except mimaser ha-gadol. Except for some big saw. The yosei shemacharesha or some kind of plowing tool. That you're doing genuine malachas. That's a little too much. And so to take a knife to cut open the rope? Why not? Umar Rabbi Eliezer suffer like Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Eliezer held like Rabbi Nechemya. It's a very machmer sheet in Hilchas Muksa. Very machmer. Afilu, Dama, Afilu talis, even a talis. Afilu tarvid, even a spoon. Eino nitalon el tzarech tashmishan. You can only use it for a specific purpose. What could you use a spoon for on Shabbos? To eat soup. I want to use a spoon, I don't know, to hit my kid. He was misbehaving. Now, how to do that? So you want to use a knife to cut open a rope? Can't do that. Rashi says, V'ikr tashmisho shal sakin, it's the last Rashi before the Mishnah. The main purpose of a knife, lo lechato chavalim hu, you don't use a knife to cut rope, ela lechem u'basar v'ochlin. Lechem, basar, food, that's what you use a knife for. Rashi, amazing. V'hachi pligi, here's what the machlokas is. Tanakama, less later of Nechemia. Tanakama doesn't hold from Nechemia. Such a strict view of Muksa, Hilkach, Eruv or Eruv. It's a good Eruv. Why? It's not. Why? Deposik le lemisne. Because you can get the rope open. You can rip open the rope. Rabbi Elazar Omer, no. Imbi'ir avad. If it was lost in the city, hareze Eruv. It's a good Eruv. Why? The kimishkacha le maisi le derech karfifos. V'im besadeh, but if it's out in the field, eino Eruv. The mifsak minol lo matzi kedem chemia. There's no way you're getting it open, like Rav Nechemia said. Yeah.
That sheet makes more sense if you think about it.
Whose sheet? Rav Nechemia?
Yeah.
It would be a very difficult Shabbos if that were true.
No, it's not. Because if you think about it, the opposite is true. You can't use a hammer on Shabbos. But if I want to use a hammer to crack open a nut,
you could.
I can. Why? Because sometimes you do this.
Right.
You sometimes use a knife to cut open a string.
Right. Right. I hear you. Right. Interesting.
Yeah, sometimes you do use the kufla.
Right. So there are three explanations to this. Okay, excellent. So in summation, there are three explanations to this Mishnah. The first one was yesterday's explanation that we're talking about some unique kind of kli that you can somehow open. That was yesterday. Then one was today that it's made out of wood. That was a difficult answer. And the third was that it was tied up with rope. Right? So don't make one. Rashi just mentioned, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it makes a difference now if it's in the city or in the fields. So why if it is in the city, why is that mutter? I just read it quickly, but why?
You can get to it.
Huh?
You can get to it.
How are you going to get to it?
City.
No, but we need a knife. So according to him.
You can carry a knife.
Oh, you can carry the knife. Okay.
Exactly.
But according to Nechemia, it's muksa.
It's a special knife for Shabbos.
No, he doesn't say that.
Yes.
You hear?
Yeah, so good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Next Mishnah. Ready? Nizgalgel chutz l'tchum. Let's say the Erev, you put the Erev at, you have a house in point A. You put the Erev in point B. Point B. No, let's do it this way. The house is in the center. You put the Eruv in point C. House is A. B is over there. B is to the left. C is to the right. You put the Eruv 2,000 amos to the right of your house. East. You put your house 2,000... You put the Eruv 2,000 amos to the east, and it rolls away.
Where?
Further than 2,000 amos. It rolls 10 amos away. So now it's 2,010 amos away from your house. Right? What do you do now? So, Nizgagal chutz l'tchum. Or, Nafal of Gal of Gal. Or, a building fell on top of it. Or, Nishraf, it got burnt. Truma v'nitme, it was Truma that became Tame. Now, nobody could eat it. No one's allowed to eat Tamei Truma. By the way, there's four different cases that say the same thing. Right? What does all four cases say? You can't get to the Eruv. Either it rolled away, it got burnt, it became Tamei, or something fell on top of it.
You can't get to it, or you can't do it.
Exactly.
Well, it might roll back.
Oh, we're going to get to the rolling back. Now, Mibod Yom, if this happened on Erev Shabbat at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Ain't Eruv Eruv. It's not a good Eruv. Why? Because when Bein HaShemoshos happened, it wasn't accessible. It wasn't around. It wasn't alive. It wasn't here, was it? Mishech HaShecha. But if this happened after Shabbos started, HaRezeh Eruv. It's a good Eruv. Why?
Why? Because all we care about is that it had to exist and it be accessible when Shabbos began. The fact that 9 p.m. at night somehow it got burnt doesn't make a difference. Or rolled away, it doesn't make a difference. In Suffolk, what if it's a Suffolk? I don't know when it rolled. I come Shabbos morning, I see it 10 hours away. I don't know when this happened. Right? I put it there 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a long Friday before Shabbos. I come back Shabbos morning, I see it's over there. I don't know what happened. I don't know when this happened. So, Remeir Rabbi Yehuda Omrim, Hareze Chamar Gummel. Remeir and Yehuda say, it's like a camel driver and a donkey driver. As Rashi points out, a camel driver leads from the back, one leads from the back and one leads from the front. In other words, let's say you put your house is in the center. You have 2,000 amos on the right where you put the Eruv, but you also have 2,000 amos on the left. Right? Now, if your Eruv was on the left, on the right side, to the east, you put your Eruv 2,000 amos to the east. What was your intent when Shabbos began? I want to walk 2,000 amos to the east and then walk another 2,000 amos. Right? To the other city. If that were the case, you can't walk 1 inch to the left. Right? You can't walk 1 inch to the left. If you didn't have an Eruv there, then you could walk 2,000 to the right or 2,000 to the left, whatever you choose. Since you don't know when the Eruv got destroyed, we are machmir and we say you can walk the amount as if there was an Eruv there, but you can't walk past it because maybe the Eruv got destroyed before Shabbos began, and you also can't walk to the left because maybe the Eruv didn't get destroyed. You understand? So you're stuck. You can only walk up to where the Eruv really should have been. That much you can walk. Because no matter what, you can walk that. That's what.
So it can't be the center anymore. That's the end.
No, what? What?
The, center,
the house now the becomes the end. Right. The house now becomes it. You cannot walk to the left at all, and you can only walk to the right 2,000 amos. You can't walk 4,000. You can only walk 2,000. That's what he means. Chamar gamal. You're being pulled at both ends. You're being pulled at both ends. What? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Suffolk Erev Kasher. A Suffolk Erev is no problem. Suffolk Erev is the whole thing is Darabanan. Right? Minatora, there's no rule like this. Minatora, you can carry as much. Don't chomid by Minatora. It's sort of Suffolk, Rabbanan, Uwemekel. Rabbi Yossi, not only that, Rabbi Yossi says, Avtomus, hey, Bishop Chamisha Zakenim, Al Suffolk Erev Shekasher. Avtomus actually said that. He actually said that. Now, Nisgalgel Chutz L'Tchum, if it rolled outside the Tchum, right? Amar Rava, Lo Shana, Lo Shana, Lo Chutz L'Arba Amos. That's only true if it rolled more than 4 amos. Avolosoch, dalar amos, but if it rolled within 4 amos, hanos and eruvo yeshlo dalar amos. It's like an extra 4 amos, basically. I have an extra 4 amos. So Slash Emes wonders, now that I have an extra 4 amos, so do I really have 2,004 amos? Or, this case only if it rolled? He leaves it in Sarachim. Why should it be? If I have an extra 4 amos, so why can't I put it an extra 4 amos? Why is it only if it rolled, you get an extra 4 amos? What if it didn't roll?
You always have an extra 4 amos. You could always go. I think you always go. I've already carried it. Yeah, but are you going to have 4 amos around you?
That's not what Rava says. Since you have 4 amos around, do you really have another 4 amos? So can I put it like a chil, another 4 amos away? Oh, no, only if it rolled. Okay, next. Nafal of Gal.
You put it on wheels or something?
What?
You put the Arab on wheels?
Yeah. Nothing all of Gal. If something fell on top of the Eruv, you can't get the Eruv. So call Sakadaitach. We wanted to say di bati shakale. If you want to, why can't you just take the stones off the mound? Why can't you just remove the stones? Later my season below curb to Rebbe. It must be that the mission is not like Rebbe. To Iker Rebbe, Ha'amar he said, Kal Davar Shumi Shum Shavuz, Lo Gazal Banish Mashas. Muksa, removing the stones, only Muksa, only the Rabbanan issue. So why can't, what happened? It fell on Banish Mashas? It fell during Banish Mashas? So why can't I remove them? That wouldn't be Ma'aser Banish Mashas anyway. It must be we don't hold like Rebbe. We don't hold like that. And we hold that during Banish Mashas, it is Aser. So Gemara says, Afilu Tamer Rebbe. You can even hold us like Rebbe. This is not a question of a Muksa. Lo Tzricha, the boy Mor Vechatina. Now you have to get a shovel and you need a crane. It's a big, this is where the derises are involved. This is not a small little mound where you could use your hands. You can't use your hands. It's a big issue. And therefore, even Rebbe would agree it's a daraisa. And Utsrichi, I need so many cases in the Mishnah to tell me the same thing. D'itan is galgal. If I would only have the case that it rolled away, mishum delesa gabe, because it's not here. Where is it? It's over there. Avol nafal of gal. But if a mound fell on top of it, it's a gabe. It's right here. Just I can't get to it. Ema, I would say lahavi eru. Let it be a good eru. Vida tan nafal of gal. But if he tell, and the reason why the mishnah tell me that a tongue fell on it, mishum demizchi, because it's covered up. It's not accessible. Avol is galgal. But if it's over there. Zimnin, Dasi, Zika, Umay Sila, maybe the wind will come and bring it back. So maybe it'll still be good. Ema Lahavi Eruv. So I should say it should be a good Eruv. No, Tricha, that's why the Mishnah said it's not a good Eruv. Even if the wind brings it back, it's too bad. It's too late. It's too late. Okay. Now, oh, Nisraf Truma Vinitmes. Why don't another two cases? It got burnt and it became Tame. It was Truma that became Tame. Why do we need two more cases? Same thing, four times. Right? So the Gemara says, Lama litana nisreif. Why do I need to say nisreif? Lodicha kocha de Rabbi Yossi. To tell me how makil Rabbi Yossi is. As Rashi says, Da'af agav de'eno ba'olam. It's not even here in the world anymore. Not even here. Lo mitzar. It's not us. It's still a b'neiru. Why? Because it's a drabanan. So we're makil. And even if I have to, not even here. The other three cases, it's still here. And Tana Truma Vinitmes, why does it say Truma that became Tamei? Leidicha Kocha de Rameir. Tell you how Machmir Meir is. It's right here. It's right here. Rashi points out, Da'af Agaf Diyeshta Ba'olam. It's right here. It's still in the world. V'yesh Lomer Deha Midena B'bein HaShmashas Al-Chetz Katsa. We established the Eruv, the Truma on its Chazaka. V'kodum L'chein Tar Haisa. It once upon a time was Tahar. Right? It was once tar, this truma. It got tame, so I don't know exactly when. Afilu hachi, lo amrina chazaka lakula. We don't say a chazaka to be makel. Right? We don't say a chazaka to be makel. And Rebbeir, so machmer. And it's and you can't use it for an Erev. Now,
why does Daphne say this is truma? What, anything that got burned?
No. Anything that got burned, no, truma got tame. No, it's two separate cases. Whatever it was got burned, and truma that got tame. So we said, even if you're a Yisrael, you're allowed to use truma. Why? Because it's good for somebody. Now it got tame. Nobody can eat it.
What's anything that got burnt?
Anything that got burnt and truma that got tame. Two separate cases. Now one second. The suffer of mayor sekel the chumra. Does the mayor really hold that by a suffik you're machmir by a derabanan you're machmir by a suffik? Not true. But nan. But we learned the mikvos. Listen to this mishnah. Tame. You have a tame person. She yarad litbo. He went down to the mikvah. Why is he tamei? We'll see why in a minute. Safek taval, safek lo taval. It's a safek if he went completely underneath the water. Some safek arose. Afilu taval. And even if there's no safek about that. Safek taval barbam sa. Safek lo taval barbam sa. We're not sure how big the mikvah was. He definitely dunked completely. Definitely no question about that. The suffix was, I'm not sure, is this mikvah full, is it not, is it missing a little bit? Or, v'chein shnei mikvahs, you have two mikvahs. V'echad yesh bar bamsa. One is good. V'echad ein bar bamsa. One's no good. V'taval ba'achas mehen. He went into one of them. V'eni yodea be'ezim hem taval. He doesn't know which one he went into. So in all these cases, sveiko tame. It's a suffix, he's still tame. Right? He's still tame. When is that true? Betuma chamura. That's if he's tamei daraisa. Aval betuma kala. But if it's only a lighter tuma, right? Kigon, for example, sha'achal ochlin tamein v'shasan maishkin tamein. That's all. Those are only the rabbanans. Mina Torah, you can't become tamei daraisa from eating anything or drinking anything, right? Right? Mina Torah, you cannot become tame from eating or drinking any foods. Right? There's one exception to that. If you ate a bird that an availus of tahar, right? Okay. However, there's a gzera on all food that can make you tame midrabanan. Or another case, Vahacha, Vahaba, Roshov, Ru Mayim Sha'uvin. Right, there's a gzera that you're not allowed to. If you went to the mikvah and then you took a shower, you become tamei again. Right? This is an old doesn't apply when a man goes to the mikvah because he wants to go Erev Yom Kippur. Doesn't apply to such a person. What? It depends who you ask. True. It does depend who you ask. But so that's a minhag anyway. So the question is, how far do you take the minhag? Right? The being matar before what you... What? It's a minhag Yisrael to go to the mikvah. It's not a minhag Yisrael that if you take a shower afterwards, it undoes the mikvah. Right. What's the reason for that? The reason for that is because people used to go to the mikvah, which was not that sanitary, not that clean, because it's a spiritual cleaning. And then they would go take a shower afterwards to get clean. They would scratch the head. Why am I going to the mikvah then taking a shower? I'll just take a shower. So people used to think the mikvah is nothing. The shower is the kicker. So the Chum realized people weren't going to the mikvah anyway. They were just taking showers. So they said, if you take a shower, you become Tamei. The point is, it's Tumas Darabanan. That's the point. Oh, or Shinaflu al Rosho v'al Rubo Shlosho. No, I'm sorry. That I'm sorry. I read it wrong. V'hacha b'Rosho Rubo Mayim Sh'uvim. You went to the mikvah. That wasn't even a mikvah. It was Mayim Sh'uvim. It wasn't a good mikvah. Now the next one. Oh, Shinaflu al Rosho v'Rubo Shlosho Lugin Mayim Sh'uvim. That's the case. After you went to the mikvah, you then took a shower. So what happened? You became tummy again. Something to Mr. Abanam. Right? V'yarad litbol, or you went to the mikvah. What's the case? What's the case of what's that? What's that case? Hacha rosha v'abab rosha v'ruba mayim sheuven. Right? What kind of rabbinical tum is that?
Oh, he went to the pool after. That means he went to from the mikvah. He went to a regular pool.
Oh, I went to a pool. Or he went to the. Or, okay, fine. The yarad lit bol. Or he went to the mikvah. Safek tavel. Safek lo tavel. It's not. He's not sure if he went to the mikvah or not. He's not sure if it was a good tefillah or not. Afilu taval, safek taval bar bamsa, safek lo taval bar bamsa. No, he definitely dumped. We just don't know if the mikvah had 40 saw or not. V'chein, shtei mikvos, ba'achas yesh bar bamsa, ba'achas ein bar bamsa. V'taval ba'achas mehen, ve'eni yedeya, ba'ezem mehen taval. Sveiko tar. It's a sveiko's tar. Right? What do you see from here? What do you see from here? That a safek derabanan were mekel. And Rashi points out, Stam Mishnah Rameir. So therefore, that's Rameir Shita. Now how could you tell me that by Erev he's Machmir and over here he's Mekel? It's the same Darabanan. So what's the difference? What? Right? So the Gemara answers. And by the way, Rabbi Yossi Matame. Rabbi Yossi says you're Tame. That's also a Stira. Because in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi holds that a Suffolk Erev is okay. You don't know when the Erev got destroyed. He said it's okay. And over here he said, you're Tame. So it's a kash on both of them. What? Tchum is the Rabbanan. Tchum is the Rabbanan. Where does it say in the Torah? You can't carry to the next city. Assuming you can carry, where does it say that? So Rabbi Akiva is going to have a shita that if it's Yud Beis Mil, it's Doraisa. All right. Because of the Midbar. All right. That's not Yud Beis Mil. I'm going to the little town over there. Right? I want to walk from here to Far Rockaway. Let's assume, right? You know? It comes up in the country. Tchum comes up in the country, doesn't really come up in the city. Because as long as it's continuous housing.
Not ours anymore.
Why?
Not ours.
What do you mean, not ours? It doesn't come up in our neighborhoods. It doesn't come up here in the five towns. It doesn't come up in Brooklyn. Maybe in Muncie, maybe?
I was when I was in Europe, my grandfather pointed out when it's from shops, you want to go to the next village.
Interesting. And you're right. It was a big issue in the old days in Europe. It was a little tiny little village. In between the villages was open space. It was an issue. It's an issue. I know it's an issue with the George Washington Bridge. The bridges are issues because nobody lives in the bridge, and they're bigger than 2,000 amos, right? Okay. Anyway, Kasava Rameir, Rameir holds Tchum Daraisa Ninhu. No, Tchum Daraisa. That's why he's Machmir. Which, of course, the Gemara Kasava Rameir Tchum Daraisa. What? Rameir holds Tchum Daraisa for Hatnan, but we learned this is complicated. You have to measure, if you want to measure the tchum, or let's say you want to measure, there's a dead body, and you have to measure to the closest city. Right? Right? Now, there's two ways to measure. Let's say there's a dead body over there, and I need to measure two cities, and I have to which one's closer, because it's Egla Rufa. There's a mountain in between the two cities. So you could do one of two things. What? What did you say? Exactly. So you can use one of two ways to measure this. To measure, you can take a rope and go up the mountain and go down the mountain, and go to the next city, and whatever number of feet or amos that is,
and that's much more because the mountain
goes up or down, right? Or you could take a rope that's 4 amos long, get 2 people, have 1 person stand here, measure, then go up the mountain where the rope ended and measure that, then go up the mountain and measure again. You're going to keep doing that 4 amos and 4 amos and 4 amos and 4 amos. You understand?
Yeah.
What?
Why is that?
Why is it
less?
What?
What's
the
difference?
It's a much different number.
Wow.
What?
No, the idea is to have you take the rope and you go across and stretch it.
Stretch what?
The rope.
Over the mountain. So listen to this. Vatnan im ein yachol lahav liyo bezu. By the way, when you measure the towns, when you measure the tums, you only use a rope of 50 amos. Where'd that come from? We'll learn about it later in the Masechta. You don't use a rope of 45 amos or 55, only 50. If you can't swallow up the mountain in 50 amos, it's too big. Amar of Destoy, Bar Yanai, Mishum Rav Meir, Shamati, I heard, Shemed Kadrin Baharim, that you just break through the mountain. How do you break through the mountain? By using this four amos mechanism, right? In other words, you don't measure the slope of the mountain going up or the slope of the mountain going down. You don't do that. Rather, you do it with 4 amos intervals. Okay? Why is that better? Why is that better? What?
I have no clue.
What?
It no. Because what they do is they hold the one that holds it up and one that holds it level. If you're always holding it level, then you're just going looking at the forward distance. You're not looking at the angle distance.
Is that what
he's
doing?
Yeah.
There
might be a picture of it.
There
might be a picture of it. There might be. There's a picture of it here in the Masifta.
Well,
there's no picture in there. It's considered what? You see what he's doing? Four amos. That's different than going up the mountain, right?
Yeah.
Now, V'Yitzchak is at Tchum Doraisa, but if you hold Tchum is Doraisa, right? Me, Mekadrin, you don't do that thing by Doraisas. Baha, Amar of Nachman, Arava, Baravua. Hey, Mekadrin, you don't do such a thing. Lo, Bari Miklot, not to measure Ari Miklot. Lo, Ba'egla Rufa. Not to measure Negra Lufa, but they should hate Shal Torah. Because those are Doraisas. How could your mayor say, on the one hand, Chum's Doraisa, but on the other hand, you can have a shortcut in measuring? That's inconsistent. The answer is, Lo Kasha, Hadi Dei, Hadirabe. You're right. One is his own opinion, and one is the opinion of his Rebbe. Dei Kanami, that's actually true, Diktoni, because it says, Bezu Amar Rebbe Destoy Barabiani, Mishra Meir, Shamati, I heard. Yeah, I heard my Rebbe that. That what? Shemekajin Baharim Shnamina. Okay? So it's not an issue because it's not a stira because it's saying two opinions. One's his own, one's his Rebbe's. Drami Doraisa Adoraisa Lirab Meir. But this is still a stira. Why? Ditnan. Maybe we should just stop here because maybe we'll stop here because we're not gonna finish this case. You go to sleep with your buddy your roommate in the bed. And you wake up in the morning, and unfortunately, he's not alive. So the question is, when did he die? When do you become Tamei? If you become Tamei at all. So, a complicated thing. We'll stop here. It's a good place to stop. We'll get to that tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day and a very good Shabbos.